You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. For 25 years now, Teach for America has recruited new college graduates to teach for 2 years, mostly in disadvantaged urban schools. The program has plenty of critics. They say the model leaves the neediest kids in the hands of unprepared teachers who don't stick around very long. And this week, Teach for America announced a big reorganization. It's cutting 15% of its national staff, giving more control to regional offices, and it's changing the way it recruits. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Teach for America says the layoffs aren't about money.
Absolutely not. We are very fortunate to be in a strong financial position.
Rather, says CEO Elisa Villanueva Beard.
What we have learned over time is that this work is 100% local. The needs of a place like New York versus Houston versus, you know, the Mississippi Delta are just so different.
Beard says trimming the central office will allow regional branches to hire more staff and be more flexible. But TFA also has a recruiting problem. During the recession and its aftermath, the group attracted a steady stream of top graduates taking shelter from the bad job market.
As the economy has improved, fewer and fewer new college graduates look at Teach for America as such a great option.
That's Michael Hansen with the Brookings Institution. He says there's also been a backlash against TFA's model of sending elite college grads into struggling schools with just 5 weeks training. The group's own research found that negative criticism influenced almost 70% of potential candidates who chose not to apply. TFA alum Jameson Brewer co-edited a book of critical essays by former members.
I think it's really problematic for the organization, and I think that's telling. They're laying off, they're shrinking, so I think the writing is really on the wall for them.
To fight back, TFA is changing how it recruits. Beard says it no longer works to start talking to college students as they begin their senior year, because by then
they've been sort of engaged with their career aspirations and done lots of internships and are pretty set on what they want to do, and it's a very hard task to try to sort of change their whole perspective.
Now TFA plans to start wooing students well before senior year. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.